Hey, yeah, fuck Brooks, fuck John.
This is the basement. Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hi.
What's happening?
I'm John. That's Brooks. Hey.
It would be really weird if we went to start our episode out talking shit about a different podcast.
Yeah. No, we would never do that.
And then flub the intro to our own podcast.
And prove them right by being bad at podcasting.
Yeah, that would be pretty weird. Fuck those guys over there at some kind of show.
You know, I'm really hurt. I thought we were best friends. I have it in my diary. Siegs is my best friend.
Yeah. And in my diary, I aspire to be Siegs' best friend. But for some reason,
they hate us.
It's more of a vision board. It's got a picture of Siegs and a picture of me and then a picture of some people holding hands and skipping.
Right. It's a vision board.
Picture vision board.
Is that what you call that altar that you have in the garage that you pray to every night?
It was pretty simple. I got, you know, the sculptures are from Goodwill, so I got them for a fair price.
I see.
Of the mother holding a toddler son, and I put my face on the toddler and Sieg's face.
Right, Papa Sieg's.
Yeah. Oh. It's so sweet. I don't know why they would disgrace us like that.
It's awful. I'm so hurt.
We did nothing.
I've never
to deserve this.
Never talk shit about them.
And if you want to know what we're talking about, what episode is that of some
episode
kind of piece of shit show?
It's 256 of some kind of show.
And it's pretty early on in the episode. You just turn it off right after that.
Yeah, just delete 55 minutes in the middle, and then they talk a little shit at the end.
Okay.
So
you
gotta stick around for the end. I'm very excited for Keith the laser cutter.
Keith,
I'm all about that
laser cutter, man.
And Siegs, if you're listening, I have a 3D printer and I know all about it. And if you ever want to learn more, let me know. I could take you to my work and we could goof around.
Maybe if you didn't live 4 hours, I mean, your work wasn't 4 hours away from here.
It's too far. Well, it's my 3D printer. I just leave it at work because it's, you know, needs some flat table space that I don't have at home. But I can take it home whenever I want. Hell, you know what, Siegs? Write me an email. I will take that 3D printer, drop it off at your house, and you can goof around with it for a month. And then I'll pick it back up.
Wow. Same go for me? Can you drop it off after he...
Sure. You want to play with it?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? It's a bunch of work to print stuff. You got to draw it up in 3D CAD and then slice it and then fuck around with the printer and get the settings just right. And then you print it and you go, man, this kind of sucks.
Well, it kind of looks like
it. And it takes 9 hours.
It kind of looks like a little action figure.
Yeah, cool. I made a shitty piece of plastic. I'm so excited. It's very fun, and I do like it. It's just, it takes a bunch of time.
Can't you 3D print, like, a gun?
You could, but I think people overestimate the quality of 3D printers.
It's a really shitty gun. Just a one-time use, you know, like somebody's watching a play at some sort of theater, and then there's a guy with a top hat sitting there, and I just walk up behind him, bang.
Six Emperor Tyrannus.
Six Emperor Tyrannus. I jump from the balcony onto
the
stage.
Break your leg.
Run off.
You know what's wild about the Lincoln assassination is he was like a super famous actor. It'd be like if Tom Hanks killed the president. Like, that's pretty wild.
I think after that, they started being friendly with celebrities.
They're like, hey, we should make some inroads into Hollywood so they stop murdering us. Yeah.
It's for the best.
Anyway, it prints the shittiest plastic possible. It's very exciting if you've done, like, machining work and you realize how hard it is to make particular shapes and, like, curves. Especially anything that's curvy is impossible to make. With a machine shop, unless you have like an ultra uber fancy CNC, you know, $100,000 machine. So for me, it's like really exciting to print like, oh man, I can, in CAD, I can draw like a curve and have it print and exist in real life. Because I basically just ever make squares, rectangles, sometimes cylinders on the lathe. So to make oddball shapes, it's pretty cool.
I don't know.
But if you're expecting to spit out like Star Trek.
It's a Yoshi.
Transporter.
You just have to paint them.
Not transporter. What's the thing that makes stuff? Makes the food and the holodeck, that kind of thing.
The holodeck. Yeah. That was what I was going to say.
What's the food thing
called? The fooderator?
The fooderator.
Fooderator.
Yeah. It's not like that. You can't eat that plastic. Quit trying.
I won't. What if they made it out of Twizzler? It's the same consistency.
A candy printer?
A candy printer.
Now we're talking.
Okay. You just need a bag. You just dump a bag of sugar into one side.
And it melts that sugar down.
And some horse hoof into the other side,
you
maybe.
You gotta have that hoof, man. It's not the same without the hoof.
That's what gives the chew.
That's some good hoof.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
It started raining. It's been
glorious.
I've been neglecting my house for the...
Do you clean out your gutters?
I don't clean out my gutters like we talked about last week.
You got special gutters.
I have special...
You're right.
And, but it started raining, and you know, my attic room that we built, what was that, 5 years ago now?
Sure, yeah.
Well, the beam that goes across the middle of the room, mm-hmm. right above the projector for my theater up there.
No leak.
Started dripping. Luckily, it dripped like 6 inches to the right of the projector, just down onto the floor.
Oh, no.
And at that beam, I'm like... It's the telltale signs of leak. It's like whatever. The mud is separating the nail heads and whatever. Right.
On the drywall.
On the drywall.
So, well, it's just, I mean, you put the sheeting up there and did the roofing, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I did. So I was like, that was only 5 years ago. Did I fuck something up? It was right at the ridge of the roof. So I'm like, maybe...
Yeah.
So maybe that didn't get sealed enough on the ridge, so it's just this torrential rain.
Some funny overlap issue.
But I go up there, and it looked perfectly fine, but the boot around my toilet vent was just gone. I imagine it getting up to 117 this summer.
It just melted off?
It just like melted it. Away.
Maybe the rats chewed it up.
And the rats made them. Anyways, it was just a hole right there. So I put up a new boot. I think I'm good to go.
Wait, the boot is above your beam?
It's the boot and my venting for my toilet is like at the top part of the roof. So it leaked in there.
And then went across?
Followed
the whole length
of the ceiling over.
Because you don't have a pipe through the middle of your room.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And it just, I mean, I hope I fixed it. It's fine. I don't know.
The cool thing about you having had built that is, you know, if you got to tear into it.
I know, no big deal.
Yeah. Like, you know what's in there, mm-hmm. and you've done it before. I mean, it would suck, but patch and drywall.
There's a lot of stuff around the house like this. Stuff doesn't even upset me
mm-hmm.
when it comes to households. I just assume things are going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, fuck. I started dripping. I put a bag over my projector to protect it while the rain was coming. I was like, I'll deal with this down the road. I'll figure this out and whatever.
That's what you learn living in an old house is you're like, I know I'll have problems with everything at some point. It's just how much time is it going to take? You know, I'll fix it eventually. I'll get there. Don't worry about it.
So I got to make a sweet trip out to Home Depot.
Yeah. That was today.
Right before the podcast.
It wasn't raining today.
It wasn't raining. It wasn't raining yesterday, but, you know, I forgot about it yesterday.
It was hard. Well, you came over to my house.
I was doing some stuff. Oh, yeah. We hung out yesterday.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks for inviting us over.
Of course. Yeah. We were texting with your wife. She's getting measurements to make Halloween costumes for my family. And she's like, hey, can you measure the baby? And I was like, how about you just come over to my house? And you measure the baby.
I don't want to measure that. He's too squirmy.
It's too hard. Actually, it was even hard with three adults trying to manage it. I was like, how about you just come over and we eat dinner and hang out?
And
that'll be easier.
Fight the
That's
baby.
Easier than texting. And like finding a tape measure? Who has that kind of shit?
Well, I guess, I mean, the new smartphone, my phone, John.
Uh-huh.
It's got a tape measure function. I imagine you just, you know.
Point it at the baby.
Point it at your boy and, like, mark some spots on his stomach. You start with his belly button, and they kind of just go around, hold a quarter up, make him hold a quarter in his...
For scale?
For scale.
Does it need scale?
I don't know.
How does it work?
Magic. Wizardry.
Does it work? I mean, is it accurate?
I don't know. I've used it twice.
Is it within, like,
you know,
a millimeter, like or within
couple, who knows?
3 inches?
Who could know? As accurate as me measuring something with the tape measure.
All right, fair.
I'm like, you start from just past the tip, hold it there, and then you go, go twice around the balls.
Yeah,
and
twice around the
to
balls.
The center of the butthole.
Yeah. That's standard. That's everybody standard. Knows that. Yeah. That's what doctors do.
That's how they measure it.
That's what my doctor does.
Mm-hmm.
For my annual checkup.
They're that thorough.
He's like, gotta check.
He's good and thorough.
He's like, check. Yeah, wait, what's that from?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah. Does that mean he jerked him off or gave him like an STD test or?
Thorough.
He's very thorough. Because he like bonked his head or something, right? And she's like, go to him.
He's thorough.
Because she wanted his seed.
She wanted his seed to make a sweet little dude baby.
Interesting.
Everybody who hasn't seen The Big Lebowski, stop listening to this podcast now.
Spoiler alert. Not really. Does it have anything to do with anything?
Nope.
Nope.
Sure slice doesn't. Of life.
Slice of life.
It's what I would be doing if I was a single man.
You think so? Is that your aspiration?
It's not my aspiration. It's what I would be doing.
Post-dating checks in the, yeah. at the Ralph's because you can't afford or drinking the cream or whatever?
If I was a single man.
You know what I love? Half recollecting movies.
If I was a single, yeah. I'd just be living that sweet, sweet life of free couches.
Yeah, man, I think it'd be
that free
it'd
couch
be awful.
Life.
I don't think it would be good for me, for my mental health.
But imagine how many White Russians you'd be drinking during the day.
Yeah,
Yeah, he's not exactly a sane fellow.
No, I would just be like, I don't know. I think depression would be very powerful if I was by myself.
All right.
Because it's just me and my own dumb brain. I don't need that.
Double down on the podcast. That's why I listen to so many podcasts. Yeah. Keep the
darkness away.
The voices in my head at bay.
Mm. Yeah, I have some other dumb voices in your head.
I'm trying to get away from the news. It creeped back into my life. I'm pushing it away. The only way I know how is by watching cop videos on YouTube, listening to cop videos. Instead of watching the news, I just see...
What do you mean cop videos?
You know, cops...
Like bad boys?
Harassing folks.
What you gonna do?
Cops... illegally detaining people.
Oh.
Like, am I being detained?
I'm a sovereign citizen. You can't do this.
Citizen.
Yeah, those are fun. For a while. And then you're just like, all right, these people are pricks.
Like the dude that got arrested a couple years back in Florida.
Okay.
Heard of Florida lately? They've been in the news?
I don't know. Are they normal crazy?
They're free there, right? Unless you have a sticker on the back of your window that says, I eat ass. And then the cop will pull you over and bring you to jail.
For eating ass?
For having a sticker.
Well,
that
lock
says...
me up, buddy. Wait, what? I didn't hear this story.
Some dude put up a vinyl sticker that said, I eat ass on his back window. He did. He claimed to and was you know, happy about sharing it with the world.
Sure, fine.
And a cop pulled him over.
For that sticker?
For that sticker and arrested him.
That's impossible. You can't do that.
Apparently, you can't because that he got in a lot of trouble. The cop did that. And
yeah, dude. That's in the Constitution. You can eat ass. It's part of our founding fathers.
It's like the 69th Amendment?
Yeah. What's 69 for buttholes? We'll never know.
It'd be like a math equation where the numbers are stacked on top of each other.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make a fun
picture. It's not as easy
to
draw.
It's like 88 in there or something.
Yeah. Maybe perhaps.
Because the eight, well, zeros.
Anyway, so that's how I'm getting away from just dumb times cops arrested people. That's what I've been.
All right, I'm going to draw some pictures, try to figure out what numbers mean, butthole eating.
Spend the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, I will be silent for the next 45 minutes.
I think I got one over here. The news, yeah, I can't watch the news.
Don't watch the news.
It makes me angry.
Nothing good in there. I do scan through Google News when I'm at work because I'm bored. And it'll be like, you know, local news stuff. That's more interesting. I just zip past all the political shit. Everyone's like, Biden sucks. I'm like, yeah, well, nobody likes him.
Didn't like him.
We didn't like him less than we didn't like that other guy. And all this, like, Afghanistan stuff. I know you have it all figured out.
I have it all figured out.
You got your...
Nobody's returning my emails. White House at whitehouse.org.
But that... I mean, as I've talked about many times, that shit's just so boring to me. It's never going to change. People are always going to be that same. It's just going to be the same arguments with different words in front of this or that. It's just tiresome.
In the meantime, I'm down here making a 3D printed gun.
Yes, exactly. Case. Yeah, just in case. So what you do, you know what the real trick is? You don't 3D print a gun. That's stupid. You buy a machined stock, or it's like the main body of an AR-15, but it's not fully machined. It's like 85% machined. There's some threshold where it's legal to buy it, like through the mail. So some guy has a machine shop. He machines almost the entire stock or the body of the gun, whatever special word they have for it. And all you need is like the attachments that go on the front and the magazine and stuff. You buy that body and you take it home and you can like drill out two or three holes and that's like good enough. And then it's a full gun and it doesn't have a serial number or anything. I forget what they call it, but you can get around the laws that way. And then you can have a full on AR-15 that you sort of built.
I wouldn't trust
And you can
myself.
Just start shooting people in the neighborhood.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, well, what do you need a gun for?
I don't know.
I'm shooting people in the neighborhood. Skeet. For skeet shooting?
Skeet shooting.
with your handgun? You ever been skeet shooting?
Not real skeet shooting, but like in the woods, dude chucking an orange disc.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is there like real?
I imagine,
more...
you know, like there's British fellas, they got a lot of hounds around.
Oh, yes.
And we all have like.
You go out to the estate.
Kind of plaid outfits.
Right,
but
and
kind
some,
of
a
like,
real weird hat of some kind.
Yeah, it's like. Extra fabric that's unneeded for a hat.
No, I just went out to the woods with my buddies. And you get, it's like a, you know, those things that you can throw tennis balls for dogs. Mm-hmm. Same thing with pitches, skeet or clay pigeons.
I did it one time. I do have a shotgun,
mm-hmm.
but it holds three cartridges, mm-hmm. three
shells,
bullet bang cases.
Bang bangs.
And, my other friends have their shotguns that hold like 12 or mm-hmm. or more. And, you know, I bang, bang, and I'm like reloading and they're just still going.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hold on, guys. Wait up. I got to do this.
Yeah, shotgun is a lot of fun. Skeet shooting is a great time because you feel so badass when you blast that thing out of the sky. You're like, yes, I could kill anybody with this thing.
It's
and then you realize those clay pigeons are like the most fragile things that have mm-hmm. ever existed. Yeah. I haven't been shooting in a long time. That was something we did, you know, in high school and early 20s. We'd go up the mountain.
Up to Estacada?
Up out of Estacada or out of Welch's or wherever. Up Wildcat. And there were just like places that everyone knew at the end of a logging road. And there'd be like an old washing machine up there. And you're like, pow, pow, pow.
Shot a washing machine.
Yeah. And you'd put up some targets and shoot them. Good times. I'm a fan of guns just because they're just cool. I'm not like, I don't want to carry one or like, I don't think I'm going to shoot someone who comes in my house. I don't own a gun. But I'm just, they're cool machines. That's what I'm into.
I just like making things go bang.
Yeah. It's like having two dicks.
Yeah.
From was that Superbad?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't do it. I still think that if it came to defending myself against some sort of intruder or ne'er-do-well,
mm-hmm.
I'd be able to talk my way out of it. Like convince the guy. I think
There's it's like, hey, I'm here to murder your family. You're like, hey.
Hey, calm down. Just take out. Whatever you'd like and just be about your way.
He's like, I'm here for their blood.
No, no. Like, I mean, it might say it's not the greatest blood. I've seen
why?
Bed.
What's wrong with it?
It's not good.
Oh.
Let's just be about your way. Three doors down.
Yeah?
Superb.
All right.
And she's a little bit older, you know, less life to lose.
You know what? That's a good idea. I'll be back.
No, well, don't come back.
All right. I might be back. I'll see how the murdering goes.
All right.
I'm out of here.
Man, that got dark, John.
Three doors down? If I go crazy.
Will you still call me Superman?
Yeah.
Because he's Superman three doors down. He's going to fuck up that robber.
Oh.
Ah.
What a nice trap. He's like, oh, I'm excited for this little old lady. Boom, Superman. There. Squish his head. Just like The Boys. You ever watch that show?
Huh.
The Boys. It's on Amazon. It's like, what if Superman was an asshole?
No.
Oh.
Is that what that's about?
Uh-huh.
I think I've seen it.
Oh, it's good. It's fun. He like straight up fucking kills people. You're like, holy shit.
Do you know anything about Woodstock 99?
I know it didn't go over very well. It was kind of a big flop, wasn't it?
I watched it in 99. MTV had like every concert or whatever.
Did your parents go to Woodstock? Or I mean, they were of that generation, right?
My mom almost went to Woodstock.
Okay.
In 1969, but she went to San Francisco instead.
Because it was way over in like, New York.
In
or
New
something.
York.
Yeah, that's rough.
And like somebody was like, "Hey, we're going to this big." Hey, hop in the bus, man. We're going over to the Woodstock, man. Jimmy's gonna be. I assume this
is that how it was. Was Jimmy even famous? I don't think he was. They're like Doobie Brothers are gonna be
the
there.
Doobie Brothers. She did not go. She could have, and she's happy that she didn't because it turns out that a lot of shitty things happened that they downplay in.
Like shitty things toward women, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's always.
Yeah.
And happened a lot. They made a documentary that, quote unquote, documented all the real fun stuff and sweet stuff that happened.
And like, don't look over here.
Don't look behind over there.
All these women just abused. All these girls, children.
Yeah. And my mom was 16
at the
time when she ran away from home, or 15 or something.
Yeah. Well, that's probably best she didn't go.
And, but 99, so I watched this thing on MTV. I remember there being some sort of fires and riots, perhaps. But there's a new documentary on HBO Max about it. And it was, if it happened today, they would have called in, like, the National Guard. They would have, like, so much. It was, okay, 99 was the perfect time. You know, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah. Were they in the lineup?
They were in the lineup.
Oh, man.
Limp Bizkit gets on stage. It's like 100,000 plus people and do their awesome.
Well, they did it for the Nookie.
Break some shit. And the crowd goes insane.
Huh.
It was like 2 days of water being $4 a bottle. Beer was also $4, so nobody was buying water.
Yeah.
And everybody's just dehydrated, exhausted. And Limp Bizkit comes on, and they just tear the place apart and are, like, just tearing stages down.
Cool.
And, like...
Those guys are so hardcore.
Starting fires and stuff.
You know, that's what's wrong with America. We don't have Limp Bizkit anymore.
Yeah, whatever happened to Limp Bizkit?
I think that guy's a piece of shit, I think.
Girls Gone Wild was a big thing.
Oh, my
God. That took over.
I totally forgot
Woodstock
about Girls
99.
Gone Wild. Hey, kids, who are listening? Turn this off, but... Every night on every channel after 10:30 or 11 o'clock, there were these infomercials for Girls Gone Wild. Man, I fucking totally forgot about that.
Hour long infomercials,
and it was that one dude mostly, right? He went around and he's like, "We'll give you $5 to show your tits or
something."
That's
like
all
that.
It was.
But and that was big.
Did you ever see one? A real one?
I did see one, and it was like the exact same thing as the infomercial, but not blurred out.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy bought one. I was like, that's a fucking waste of money, dude.
So everybody was hyped about the biscuit and and Girls Gone Wild. Whole lot of abuse there at 99. And then, yeah, you can watch the documentary. It's
Sounds boring. I'm not interested.
It's yeah. But when I was 14 watching it on MTV, they had every single band that was hot at the time was there.
Who else besides the Biscuit?
Metallica, okay. Megadeth.
All right. Megadeth? A little old for 99.
They were there.
Was a Monster Magnet there?
Like Green Day, what maybe about Red Hot Chili Peppers, Flea.
Oh, Flea was there?
My favorite Flea.
Holy shit.
Flea was there. That's why also, he was no sock.
No sock.
Playing the bass. Dick,
just out.
It was 100 degrees.
Well, yeah. I mean, that sock.
The sock comes
like
off.
10 and, degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know that.
A bunch of other, everybody else. Everybody. John.
Okay.
Wyclef.
Wyclef John?
DMX was there.
That horrible racist?
DMX. R.I.P.
Or no, is Lauryn Hill racist? She's like, hates white people.
I don't judge.
Wyclef Jean stole all that money for like Haitian relief. He's like, thanks.
Wasn't he president?
Something like that, yeah. No. I don't know. One time.
What time he was?
No, from that. That's Wyclef Jean. Strumming my pain with his finger.
One time.
That's Wyclef. Two times.
In when that song was a hit.
Yeah.
In middle school, a substitute math teacher brought his acoustic guitar in and played that song.
Mm-hmm. By Lauryn Hill?
No, but it's like a real song by somebody else.
Oh,
30
sure.
years
okay.
earlier, and they just stole it.
They sampled it.
And they're like, no, he doesn't actually say one time in the real song.
All the kids are like, one time. I love that little like chime in songs.
Two time.
Anyway, what are you up to, Wyclef? Right in.
A lot of those people, yeah, dropped off.
Basement Buddies.
BasementBuddiesPod@gmail.com. If you'd like to, write in.
100 great questions.
I was just thinking, what question are we on? Superman Joe wrote us in with 100
great
questions.
We're on 85.
We got 15 questions.
We're almost done. Joey.
Or anybody.
Joey Jojo Shabadoo.
I was just thinking, anybody can send us any list of any amount of questions.
Yeah. Andy, don't do it. You're the only one doing your homework. Somebody else.
We got a lot of people. Come on, guys. Come on. I know you're probably sitting here.
Just donate to our Patreon. $5 a month.
Yeah, we're not even asking for a Patreon.
It's a cup of coffee.
We just want, instead of donating to our Patreon, get on your email, BasementBuddiesPod, send in Superfan Fred's 7 awesome questions.
There you go.
And we just, piece them together. Print them out as they come. We'll just add them to the pile.
Hold on. Hey, listeners, don't do that shit. That's a hassle.
No, but what happens? Don't listen to John.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. He's just trying. Don't do it.
We don't want to have to go back to Uncle John's bathroom reader's colossal collection of quotable
quotes. We'll figure
out
something. Who cares?
We can't go back to
that. Don't put it on the...
No, it's theirs.
Just listen and half enjoy. All right. Question...
To my half.
85. When was the last time you cried? Oh... Today?
Oh, fuck. What was I just watching? Something made me tear up just the other night that I was watching.
Was it something actually sad?
Well, it was something sad. It was like a kid dying.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the mom running in and grabbing the kid. As they got shot or something.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm
don't
thinking,
watch that.
But that's just his little... Anything that comes to, like, father-son
it
type
definitely
stuff
hits
pulls
different.
Extra for me.
Oh, big time. Yep.
Especially in movies. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just crying, like, 2 weeks ago because just school with the kids is getting really stressful. And we had this little hiccup thing. It's not important, but I was just like... very emotional about it because school is very stressful. Trying to get a good place for my kid. And, I mean, it's fine. But just talking about it with my wife, I was getting emotional. I know last time in public was probably we watched The Quiet Place. A Quiet Place. My wife and
the
I.
The first one?
Yeah. And there's a scene where, like, the baby... There's something going on with the baby and the monsters. And I was just like, not, not emotionally strong when at that time.
When you had a baby.
Yeah, I think it wasn't too long after Andy was born. Or maybe he was in the NICU at the time. I can't remember the timing, but I was just like, holy shit, this is too much. And yeah, I was crying in a movie theater. That was fun. But yeah, it definitely, once you have kids, like that kid in peril in movies hits so hard.
Before, I couldn't understand.
Yeah. And then you're like, those little babies, they're a danger.
Someone help them. Before, I was like, oh, they'll be fine, yeah. Probably.
Fuck those kids. Who gives a shit? But yeah, you definitely get more emotionally vulnerable after you have kids. Anyway, I cry all the time.
You don't have kids, so you're much, much worse than us.
Well, think about like one of your hero clicks getting dirty.
Yeah.
Or melted.
Yeah.
In the car. You come back and your favorite one's melted on the dash.
Oh, if you left it out because you went for a nice Sunday drive with your favorite hero click.
Yeah.
And then.
So it's pretty much the same.
The same.
Well, no, it's like five hero clicks is like a baby.
Yeah.
So if five of them melted, that's how you do it.
You know, if somebody, if I had a issue with my kid and somebody's like, yeah, my dog really got sick also.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, it's not the same.
Not the same. But, I mean, it's in the same ballpark. It's close. You know, the emotions you feel toward your pets. It is not the same, but it's in the area. And, you know, for some people, it's all they need, right?
And feeders.
And feeders.
Mm-hmm. Need both. Cat and a feeder.
That's why I can't have a dog anymore, because I'm a dog feeder. That's my thing.
Oh.
I'm like, get fat, you piece of shit.
Your dog is so fat.
I want him to be the fattest dog alive. And people are like, you're killing him. I'm like, I know. That's what I'm into.
But I'm going for that Guinness record.
You're like, I'm a creep and this is my fetish. And people are like, holy shit, that's awful.
Stop it. That dog is not doing well.
I know. I jerk off to it all the time. And they're like, holy shit, I need to call the police. Please, sir, get rid of that dog. What are you most proud of and why? Well, that fat dog, number one.
John's fat dog.
Yeah, John's fat dog. Well, I mean, like your kids, right? That's the easy answer.
My son Daniel.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of him.
Had some homework the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's got to read. He's reading now, or like supposed to be looking at books and kind of practicing writing what the book was about, and this was his homework. It was due on Friday, and he busted it out Thursday night before going to bed because he'd put it off all week, but Jamie made him do it. And I get home, the homework's sitting out there. I look at him like, oh, cool. And she goes, look at the back. And it's like, the question is, what is your favorite part of this book? And he writes, I like the part where they say that they're brave and strong, and that period.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit answer.
No.
I flip over. I flip to the back of the book, and it's got a picture, and it says, we're brave and strong. He just flipped the book over, looked at the back, was like, I like we're brave and strong.
Holy shit.
Done.
He read the book cover.
He read the back cover and was like, brave and strong. Done.
And you're like, this kid's a fucking genius.
Anyways, I'm really proud of that boy.
That's pretty amazing. Speaking of your kids, you should be proud of when you guys were over. Jackson was sniffing around for candy at my house, and I told him where it was, and he goes, I'm going to get a piece for Daniel. I thought that was very sweet. He's like, I'm going to take John's candy and eat it, but I'm also going to grab some for my brother.
It's got to be fair.
Yeah. I like it when...
Not for Owen or June, but... Just for my brother.
Well, I like he shouldn't care about my kids.
Oh.
I mean, that's cool if he does, but I get they're not on his radar. But, you know, taking the extra moment to grab a piece of candy for his brother, that's good brothering right there. That kind of shit. I like that.
It's because he gets his brother tax. If he gives him a pack of M&Ms, he knows he gets three of them.
Right.
So it's in his best interest.
Well, you know, dad taxes at up to half of whatever you're getting.
I think of the dad is like the federal government, and the bigger brother is like the state government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dad tax, I mean, I'm saying it can be up to half. It typically isn't. Depending but on... you cannot get mad if it's up to half. But it's usually 25%, 30%, a good chunk. That first bite of the candy bar is dad tax. This is an immutable law of humanity. You cannot get mad about
what
it.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Not have that candy bar?
Call the police? John, yeah. He eats They're... ass, and that cop knows.
I have so many stickers. Yeah, dad tax is for real. I got to, you know, it's instinctual. I got to make sure this food is safe for you. Who knows if these French fries are full of poison or not? I will test it out first out of an altruism, out of the goodness of my heart.
And you say, yep. These fries are good. These are poison. I'm sorry. I will take them to the garage where I will dispose of them.
I will throw them in the poison barrel and dispose of it properly. I'm just out there. Tears streaming down my face.
Eating it over the garbage can. Yeah, last time I cried was when I took my kids to keep hamburger and finished it over the garbage can.
When they weren't looking. I have like a little corner next to our pantry where you can not be seen by the rest of the living room.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'll grab a couple cookies and I'll be like eating over in the corner where the kids can't see me.
Mine is halfway down the basement stairs.
Oh, smart. Yeah, you're like, I'm going to put this can in the recycling.
I walk down and I'm like standing on the stairs for 5 minutes, looking at my phone or eating cookies.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. We got to have our own little shame corners where we can eat.
And cry.
Well, I went to, speaking of crying, I went to the pumpkin patch today.
It's that time of year, man?
Dude, it's October. It is pumpkin season. How do you feel about pumpkin spice, Brooks?
It is a thing that I enjoy. I don't know. It's all if it's pumpkin spiced coffee, it just tastes like coffee, really, with a hint of. But if it's like a pumpkin spice milkshake, and then I'm down.
All right.
I'd rather have just the coffee.
Good answer.
I'll take any milkshake.
I want pumpkin spice in everything.
In everything.
Fucking pour it in my throat. I love it.
You a basic bitch, ain't you, John?
for sure. When it comes to pumpkin spice, it's so good.
You wait until September. I appreciate
that it is seasonal. Otherwise, it would get played out. But I'm fully pushing back against pumpkin spice hate. I think that's where we've come as a society.
Hating on people that enjoy a different flavor of drink in their
mouth. They're like, no, this is some fruity garbage. I don't care, man. Give me that nutmeg. Give me that cinnamon. Yum, yum, yum. Pour it in my drink.
With some extra sugar.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. We just basically get our coffee cream instead of French vanilla is now pumpkin spice.
Okay.
That's basically the difference I experience. Yeah, yeah. Well, then we'll get nog.
Okay.
So I mean, nog is around.
November, and then nog.
Nog time. And then we just go back to French vanilla or hazelnut or whatever basic boring creamer. It's good to have a little, you know,
a slice
indicator of
you
that.
Don't do anything for like St. Patrick's Day, like some sort of lime. What is it? Shamrock?
Yeah, what's the shamrock shake?
It's like some sort of rock that everybody touches. It's good for you.
Lean up. That's the Blarney Stone.
Okay.
It?
I'm sorry.
Shamrock is a clover. Right?
Maybe.
What is the shamrock shake? Is it just mint?
It's just mint at McDonald's. The McShake. Put a little mint in there? McShamrock McShake.
I mean, they're good. I'll eat it.
But what does that have to do? It's grain, John.
It's a little green.
It's grain.
Yeah. So anyway.
How was it pumpkin season?
Yeah, dude. So we went to our pumpkin patch place that we go to every year. We've been going there, I think, about 9 or 10 years. Because we actually went there before we had kids. And...
what's it? Beezy's?
It's BIZI. And the owner, I believe his name is Bill Zimmerman. So this is just an abbreviation of this guy who owns this farm.
Bizi.
Bizi. It's up in Vancouver, just a little north of Vancouver. It's not far at all. And it is, I gotta say, I say this every year, it is the fucking cream of the crop of pumpkin patches. I've been to several, and this one is very well organized. It's just stuffed full of people, right? It's chaos there. But it's so well organized, like you still flow through everything. And even though there's huge crowds, there's never really a long wait for anything. And it's just, it's super nice. I really like it. We went in, there's like a hay bale pyramid you can crawl on. There's a little maze. There's animals to pet and to feed. There's corn you can grind. There's like a corn grinder.
They let you keep the corn once you grind it?
I mean, you could eat this hard corn if you feel like it.
Fill up your pockets.
There's a, like an apple cider press. You jump on the tractor. It drives you out to the field. You can pick any pumpkin. It's $14 to get in per person, which is fairly expensive, but not crazy.
I went to one, it was like $30.
Yeah, some of them are out of this world. And you can, so with your admission, you get a hot drink, two shots at the catapult. There's a trebuchet kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, not trebuchet. It is a catapult. It's like a bungee cord. You can shoot little pumpkins. Two shots there, and then as big a pumpkin as you want. You just get a pumpkin. They don't measure. They don't give a shit. If you're getting more than one per ticket, then they measure and care. But we never do that. And, it was great. You know, it was a beautiful day. It was, 65, 70 degrees? No rain. Went out there with...
And it's early on where it's not too crazy?
It was actually pretty busy. We usually, I think, typically go a week earlier. Like the very end of September. But this time we're actually in October and people are thinking about pumpkins now that it's October 3rd.
Do you guys usually carve your pumpkins?
We do, and then they're rotten by Halloween.
Yeah, you can't carve them now. It's too early.
But we usually do. And then, you can't. Then they're just garbage.
You can't.
Because there will be, you know, we always forget Oregonians. October is still pretty hot. There'll be rain, but then there'll be days that are 85. And we've definitely had some pumpkins out on hot days that have been carved, and they're just mush by the end of the day.
What you got to do is bring it into your house.
Refrigerate them.
Put in your freezer at night.
Every night.
You bring it out.
Right. Put 40 cubic feet of pumpkin in my freezer.
At dark, you got to clear everything else out of your freezer. Mm-hmm. Sorry, anything. You got to be out of there.
Throw all that sirloin in the trash.
Just put it, that's what you're eating for the next week. Got to cook all that stuff up. All those peas, they're not frozen anymore.
Those blackberries I froze from four years ago, I got to keep them. What is that? Why do we do that?
I don't know. We opened up a jar of something today, or Jamie opened it up. It said like something jam, and we're like, we had breakfast for dinner. We'll put it on our waffles.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a spicy jam, like what? More of a chutney. Somebody gave it to us 5 years ago.
A jalapeno?
In a jar. And we're like, we'll put it on our waffles. No.
And you're like, nah, I don't like bell peppers on my waffles.
I don't know what we're doing for pumpkins this year.
It's too late. It's too October late. 3rd.
Every other
There's
place
no
is going to be busy.
If you do anything, don't go to Savvy's Island, because fuck that place.
But I like it. But I like the...
Oh, you love...
The getting trapped in...
4,000 people trying to go over a one-lane bridge?
Yeah.
Good times. Go do that. I don't give a shit. But do not go to the Leopold Farm in Boring. Because I went to school with John Leopold, and that guy's a fucking asshole.
Stay down, John.
Yeah, stay down, Leopold. John. And fuck his family. That farm sucks. And they're a bunch of dicks.
This is all the expressed opinions of John. Do not reflect the Basement Buddies podcast.
They do supply, what's it called? Burgerville. They have a partnership with Burgerville. I've heard it on the radio. They're like, now with Leopold raspberries, we're making milkshakes.
You're like, oh, gross. Like,
fuck those fucking assholes.
Burgerville had to shut down a bunch of their locations because they couldn't get enough of that. Sweet, their supply.
Because
they pride themselves on local beef and local everything. And it's like, well, we only have enough I think they closed like four of their locations.
That one on 90 Portland. Seconds closed.
It's boarded up.
It says, "Will we back?"
It says,
"I don't know."
They're ready for it to be covered in graffiti, and
that's a pretty hobo strong area.
It's across the street from the closed down Chuck E. Cheese, Charles Entertainment.
Charles
Cheese.
Entertainment Cheese. That little area, that little pocket right there under the freeway, is pretty grim. There's a lot going on there.
The problem with freeways is there's a lot of good covered space to live.
I know.
If you're having trouble. Speaking of,
how are your formerly?
No,
your newly home neighbors.
My neighbors are cool.
Yeah.
For those non-longtime listeners, I got some ex-homeless people living next door, and one of the people that's been living there for like a year, Jamie was doing some work out front. And she comes out and she's like, "I just had to say it to somebody. I'm getting my own apartment.
Oh, wow.
First time ever having my own apartment. So she lived here and was able for
holy shit
for a year. And
like it worked.
It worked. Like, wow. She got in off the street for the last year. She's been homeless for a while. And she's like, "I'm finally getting," I think she's disabled. Mm-hmm. She has trouble walking around. And she's like, "I'm finally getting my own place," and was talking to Jamie about gardening. And
wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to stay there forever, or is that like a limited
that's the
lease
rooms,
kind of thing?
You can stay there forever, but the rooms are like smaller than this room. I think they're like 10 by 8 or 12 by 8 or something.
So it's like dorms or prison cells?
Dorms
kind
with
of thing?
A shared bathroom. And each room has a sink. So for us guys,
just
nice,
pooping in that sink,
just plunge it down.
I mean, it all ends up in the sewer, so who cares?
But driving down Powell, I see the side of this apartment building is all black, like there was a fire. I was like, "Oh shit, was there a fire in this building?"
Yeah,
and no, it was the homeless camp down below. That's like this dude took over an entire parking lot, like 6-car parking lot,
right,
and just set up camp.
King Hobo.
King Hobo. It's like just roams the neighborhood collecting stuff and has his spot and something. Well, now that I remember, he used to have this massive pile of pizza boxes.
What?
Pizza boxes, like from Domino's Pizza. So
like
I guess
a throne of some kind?
A throne of pizza boxes.
Excellent.
But it caught on fire.
Oh, no.
And I imagine the people in that apartment
were
looking out the window to see flames licking up the side of the apartment building. But
there was another fire right. This is for Portland locals. Right on the east side of downtown Portland before you get to the tunnel. There's like a bunch of freeways and stuff, and there's a funny little triangle that's just grass and some trees. And it's always covered with homeless people because it's like a no man's land. And that was on fire, I think, Tuesday. There's some giant fire, and everyone on the freeway has to slow down so they can look at the fire, and it fucked up traffic for hours. But
how long did he stop looking at it, John?
I actually missed it. It was over by the time I got there, but I read it in the news, and people were all pissed off. They're like, "Bah, bah, bah, bah. When's the city going to do something about it? Fuck Kate Brown.
Let's wait.
Like she has something to do with it.
Let's let this whole pandemic thing blow over."
Yeah.
Been waiting. Eventually it's going to blow over. Then we'll take care of it.
It's just like, you know, they're humans. They have to be somewhere. And I don't know. In my mind, that is like the best place because it's out of the way. It's in, you know, it's by the freeway. There's no schools or anything nearby. Who gives a shit? Like, let them have it. That's kind of my opinion.
Same.
Like, you're not bugging anyone under the freeway.
Don't bug.
You know,
me.
Along.
I even want garbage. I mean, I even want like dumpsters dropped off and porta potties. Like, hey, city, it's cheaper to just put a dumpster there and let them throw their shit into.
Guess
and
what?
A porta
They'll
potty.
Fill it up, man. They don't. Most people don't want to shit on the ground.
It would be cheaper to do this than have to clean it up
later.
Later.
Yeah.
It is cheaper to not have homeless people, but, you know,
I
love them. I just can't get enough of them. The more the merrier.
It's complicated. There's a lot of factors to it, and I don't have any idea what the solution is. I understand it's nuanced. For fuck's sake, can we put like those porta potties? Just dump them out there and spend some time and pick them up and clean them up and move them around and monitor them. I watched some guys at a park. I was with my kids at a park, and there's a homeless area nearby. I watched two guys melt one of the doors open
to get in.
Yeah, because it had been locked for some reason.
Oh.
And one guy's like, "Oh, I know how to do it," and he sat there with a lighter.
And just melted
some aspect of it and then popped the door open. Like, I think the guy was going in there to do drugs.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Although, I don't know why you'd have to go inside.
If I was doing drugs, that'd be the last place I'd want to do drugs.
Yeah, I think the guy's like, "I gotta take a shit. Let me melt this door open." I was like, "Why is that locked? Let that guy go in there, for fuck's sake."
That pisses me off. Construction sites. I see this porta potty. I've been holding it for like the last 45 minutes. Oh, I run up to it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've already like, when you get close to the bathroom, right. Your body's like, okay, loosen it up.
No idea about the inside of your house or the outside of your house. Your bowels have no way of determining the difference.
So I still save my cans in my UPS truck.
Do you hand them to that same guy?
I hadn't seen this same guy. I'd been handing him to the same guy. He must have had a camp close by. And I hadn't seen him for like 8 months, 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw him the other day in the torrential downpour, walking down the street, no shoes, one sock, no coat, just a white t-shirt.
And that sock was real wet, wasn't it?
And it's better
to just go no socks.
So things have not gone well for this particular, like, I see him on downswings and upswings,
mm-hmm.
like, and this was definitely a downswing right. for him, but I gathered up all my cans.
All right, here you go, buddy.
In my truck. And I like, "Hey, dude, I got your, I got cans for you." And he looked so happy to get these cans. I mean, probably for buying drugs purposes.
Hey, man.
But, I mean,
drugs are good, you know?
Especially if you're walking around with no shoes.
Yeah, no shit. I'd want to be high.
So I gave him, I don't know, $4 worth of cans in my truck. And he was like, "Yeah, fucking cans, yeah.
I'm
going
to get so high." The thing is, this has been a continual problem with our culture, is mental health is so stigmatized that even aspects such as addiction are like completely, you know, disregarded. Like, "Oh, you love heroin? You're a piece of shit. You deserve to live in the trash."
I mean, I assume it's awesome.
Yeah, I bet it's fucking great. Like, leave these people alone. Like, quit judging them so much and give them a fucking hand. They get it. Like, they don't want to do that. I don't know, man. I don't know what the answer is, like I said.
Maybe Andy's got an answer for our
Andy, help
questions.
Us out. We're swarming with hobos. Not the good hobos, the sad hobos.
A good hobo with like a bindle and stick.
Yeah.
Just loves roaming the world.
He's looking for pies. That guy rules.
Just stealing pies. Well, he doesn't steal both pies. He only takes one pie.
He leaves one for the next guy.
Yeah, or for the family, I guess. Yeah,
and then he goes and smokes heroin down at the train yard. Did they have heroin back then? Yeah, they did.
It was in Coca-Cola.
Did you know? No, it was in Coke. What company is it? Bayer? Bayer?
Aspirin?
Yeah, they make aspirin now. They invented, I think, heroin. Heroin's like a brand name. It's like heroin trademark. Because it's like a derivative of opium, I think. Heroin addicts, write in. Let us know.
BasementBuddiesPod@gmail.com. BasementBuddiesPod@gmail.com. This email is called Fucking Volvos. Gentlemen, I'm having a terrible day.
Oh, no.
I went to work this morning. We're closed on weekends to try and finish some jobs because we're behind. And the fly in my ointment, the broken tooth in my gear, the bane in my existence is a 1999 Volvo V70 alternator. In the span of 3 hours, I dropped tools into the engine bay 7 times. I drew my own blood twice.
Oh, no.
And although I did ultimately get the alternator in place,
I can't
manage to reseat the belt. So I gave up, came home, and started drinking. My plan now is to get up early and get breakfast sandwiches for my technicians and apologize for leaving that pile of shit for them to finish. Cheers to you, my internet friends. Andy, P.S. Without autocorrect, this email was a crime against spelling.
Oh, my God.
So many big words in there. Like alternator.
Dude, yeah.
Ointment.
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 No, if you put a gun in my head and you're like, spell business, I'd be like, go ahead and shoot me. I have no idea.
I have to spell business daily.
Or necessary. It's possible. No idea.
Funny thing is, it's not necessary to know how to spell it.
Thank God for computers. Holy shit.
I hate not having my...
It's an enormous crutch.
I have autocorrect on my phone, but on the computer, it doesn't. When I'm typing up an email, like on a real computer, like a laptop thing.
Yeah.
You know, those things that hook up to the internet that don't
those
have
big
touch
phones?
Screens.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Those ones are harder for... You got to hit the shift button when you're starting after
you
a
tap
period.
That big arrow?
Sometimes I double tap, expecting a period to be placed on its own.
It's awful.
The worst.
Wait, you double tap space for a period?
Yep.
Okay.
Your phone doesn't have that special
feature?
I don't know.
I swipe text.
Okay.
Do you swipe text?
No.
I don't think Apple does that. I'm going to text you right now.
They have...
it does.
Okay. Double tap?
Yep. Double tap. Hey, dickhead.
In Southwest Portland...
Nope. Didn't work.
In Southwest Portland, they have at least 4 specific Volvo shops within... like 2 miles of each other.
Yeah, they're sick. I don't know.
I think it's like Volvos need a little, like, regular shops, a little bit harder to work on Volvos.
Is that, it's like a Swedish or Finland or something
like that.
Volvos? I know there's like a particular style from the 90s that people love for whatever reason.
The really square one?
Yeah. It's like a station wagon. My brother had 2 of them. I remember he had a blue one and a green one. And there was a dude out by the Christmas tree farm who had like 10 of them out in his yard. He was always working on them.
Because you need 10 of them. You
know, for all the parts.
If your car requires a parts car, you might have a problem.
Yeah, that's not the car you want to drive.
It's cheaper if I just buy a whole new second one.
And pull parts up. Didn't you have a parts car for your Datsun? Yeah.
I just 2 Datsuns.
Man, I do not get a lot of enjoyment out of working on cars.
It's satisfying to get something done.
I'm just mad that it ever breaks. I'm just like, fuck you, car. I went through DQ the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I was pretty excited that it passed. And then I went and got my oil changed. My oil changed.
I hear there's this great mechanic out in Boring.
In Boring? The guy does a bang-up job. And I'm just like... I don't know. The whole hassle of internal combustion is, I'm really over it.
When are you going full electric?
I'm soon. Within a year, I think.
Really?
Well, my car's got 121,000 miles on it, and it's got this continuously variable transmission, CVT, in it, and those things don't last that long. You should watch some YouTube teardown videos of it. That thing is a crazy... insane thing. It's got this belt with a bunch of little pieces of metal on it that like squeezes up and down this shaft to adjust the gear ratios. It's wild that it even works. I don't get it.
Have you tried driving like more reasonable, you know, Stop listening to Metallica and mobbing on it everywhere you go.
No, I go as fast as I fucking possibly can. I'm a menace on Highway 26.
It's bad for your car, John.
I'm like, hey, everyone, you should be going 80. I know it says 55. Get the fuck out of my way. I'm trying to minimize the amount of time I spend in my car every day.
Well, it's slowly destroying it.
Good. I hope so. I hate that car. And the windshield's broken. So I got to get a new car.
Get an electric car. Get a Tesla. Get a Tesla just like Keith.
What am I, Keith?
Yeah, what are you, Keith?
No. I don't have Keith money to be buying a Tesla.
Have you considered becoming the foreman of your shop? Or the general?
Well, I'm in charge of every employee.
Tell your boss. Be like, turns out I've just been promoted, boss, to foreman.
I don't think he would care. He's like, I'm not going to pay you any different. I'll be like, God damn it. Actually, the other day, I had this, you know, sometimes I work on the weekends to catch up or if a job's gone long or whatever. I had this super egregious job where a guy dropped off a sample at like 6:45 on a Friday and said, hey, can you have it done on Monday? And being the cuck that I am, I was like, okay. And I went in and did it. And my boss was like, that's ridiculous. He's more like, you know, people can wait.
What if he said, hey, here's an extra $1,000?
Well, he didn't say anything. I mean, it's a guy we do work for all the time. But it was like, come on, man. That's fucking ridiculous. You know we don't work on the weekends. And he said, you know what? For that job, I'm going to bill him extra and I'll give you half. I was like, hell yeah. Because if that happens again, just write down a weekend rate and I'll just split it with you. And so I got like a nice fucking bump on my check. I was like, hell yeah.
Sweet.
So now I'm like, hey, anyone want some weekend work done? I'll fucking do it. It was totally worth it. Yeah, I'll tell you off pod how much I got for it.
Okay.
All right. It's a bunch of cash. That's fun money.
Some secret cash?
But secret, no, unfortunately, it goes into my standard bank account, which the wife is in charge of.
Oh, no.
And I just get my allowance out of it.
She probably...
I think she kicked me a couple extra bucks.
She probably took that and like did something responsible
with
it. She's
like, I'm going to put this away and save it. I was like, son of a bitch.
Damn it.
I could have bought another 3D printer I wouldn't use. Or a GoPro that'll sit in my cupboard forever.
Once you set up that GoPro looking at the 3D printer.
All right. Okay. And then not use either of them? Okay, cool. I like it.
And not print anything.
Yeah, listeners, write in. Let me know what I should 3D print. Because apparently you need to have like some kind of creativity. And I don't have any.
But the problem is you need the creativity and the knowledge of CAD.
Oh, I have that. That's not a problem.
Well, I have the creativity.
Huh, what? Peanut butter, chocolate?
You put your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Yeah, let me know. I'll print out a fucktopus for you.
I got a big batch.
If anyone wants to buy something from my old John...
Wait, what?
Etsy. At 3D printed fucktopuses.
You bastard.
A completely original design.
Just scan mine.
Yeah, I could
have Owen paint them and they sell like.
Oh, no, I don't paint them.
They're just plastic.
Well, you can get like rainbow filaments so they come out all different colors.
Well, that is a much better idea. It doesn't require me doing it. Anyways, I got a big batch coming. I got two giant fucktopuses I'm working on right now.
Yeah. Did you send out your pants hook?
I did not. I finished it. It's finished. When we leave here in 1 minute, I'm going to show you this amazing.
I saw it last week. It looks good.
This amazing.
Instead of a coat hook.
Way I have it rigged up to mount.
Okay.
It involves a French cleat.
Whoa.
A Brooks patented
again. I'm
locking French cleat.
I'm worried that you learned about French cleats. It's like, oh no, he has too much knowledge.
I don't want
to be in trouble.
I'm tiptoeing on a line of wanting to learn, but not wanting to learn also.
No,
because once I know the stuff, then I'm like required to do better.
Yes, so knowledge is power, and it's better if you don't have any of that.
Yeah, good point.
I think you'll get into trouble.
All right, John.
Yes, sir.
You have yourself a story-worthy week.
What is that? What are you reading? What's going on?
I was going to get the outro music going.
Okay.
But I think that's from the Moth podcast.
The moth? Ugh, gross.
Hey.
Hey, did you know Blues from Steve's Clues, whatever?
Yeah.
He's proud of us, and that guy from the show, Moth, the Moth.
He really made me cry.
Fuck that Steve. Shit. Who gives a fuck? The guy from a TV show?
A kid's TV show. TV show.
Grow up, you children.
Bye-bye, John.
Bye-bye. Hey, fuck C. Fuck Keith.
Bob's cool.
Yeah, Bob's cool.
Bye-bye.